I've been wearing all black since the day it started. When I stopped and looked back, as my mind departed, I've been losing.
Stephen Rowley is the author of Lily and the Octopus and The Editor. His new novel is a warm and deeply funny story about a once famous gay sitcom star whose unexpected family tragedy leaves him with his niece and nephew for the summer. It's called The Gunkle. And Stephen Rowley joins us now to tell us about his new novel. But first off, Stephen, I think we need to explain to people, what is a gunkle?
Well, gunkles are having quite a moment, but you're right. For those who don't know, gunkle has sort of become a slang or a portmanteau of for gay uncle. And so I have seen plenty of t-shirts that say my gunkle loves me, or, you know, a onesie, you know, given to me by my world's best gunkle, or there's even a gunkle's day now, which is, I believe, the second Sunday in August, but I need to nail that down so I can register.
So tell us a little more about how the idea for this book came about. I understand you did, in fact, have a couple of your nephews staying with you in Palm Springs for a while.
It's true. I myself am the gunkle of five, three nephews and two nieces. And yes, I did have my two young nephews who were 3 and 5 at the time were coming to stay with me with their my brother and his wife for the week. And after being here for about 12 hours, my brother, who's an attorney on the East Coast, I'm based in Palm Springs, California, was called back into the courtroom and left me with two disappointed boys, you know, and their mom was still there to help out. But suddenly, these boys who were as excited to spend the week with their dad, who they don't get to see as much as they would like, you know, as well as their uncle, were quite disappointed. So I had to sort of step in, do some elegant tap dancing and entertain for a week. And in that experience, the sort of nugget for this novel was born. But I've had a long fascination with anti-mame. First, the Patrick Dennis novel, and then it was a Broadway show and a movie with Rosalind Russell, and then a Broadway musical with Angela Lansbury, and then the movie musical with a miscast Lucille Ball. But, you know, I thought it was sort of time to revisit that and maybe bring it into the modern day.
So Patrick O'Hara is your main character. He's the gunkle, mm-hmm. or gay Uncle Patrick, aka Gup. I'm loving all these nicknames. Besides having your nephews stay with you, are there other aspects of Patrick that are biographical? I should mention Patrick is a former TV star in your book and living on his own in Palm Springs.
Yeah, I guess we have Palm Springs in common. That was a fun setting for the book because it's not a place where you picture children that often. Palm Springs is more associated where people retire. And Patrick is indeed sort of hiding out from the world after a career as a sort of a television star. So biographically, we don't have that in common. I'm very much just a writer and not quite the face for TV, as they say. But that was just sort of fun to build this larger than life world a la anti-mame. I think we have some personality traits in common and a similar sense of humor, but that's probably where it ends. I had set out originally to write a sort of a light comedic novel, which were sort of very popular in the 50s and 60s around the time, you know, anti-mame first landed. And they'd sort of gone by the wayside a little bit. So I had set out to write something much lighter, but a month or two into my writing process, I lost one of my best friends to college to a very aggressive breast cancer, and she left behind a 6-year-old son. So suddenly my light comedic novel had taken on a much more serious tone when I started to imagine grief, really, really get into the idea of grief in children and what a 6-year-old might remember of his mother and who could step in and remind them how much their mother loved him and whatnot. So I the novel is still fun. It's still very funny. I think it's outright my most comedic book yet, but it does have a very serious undertone about grief.
Yeah, I had a question for you about grief. Like you said, grieving is kind of at the heart of the novel. Maisie and Grant are the children, Patrick's nephew and niece, who are grieving over the death of their mother, Sarah, who was also Patrick's best friend in college. He is grieving over Sarah, but he's also grieving over the death of his partner from a few years ago. What have you learned about grief while writing The Gunkle? Do you think kids and adults grieve differently?
I think we do grieve a little bit differently. It's interesting to sort of write about, because it's very easy to write, people sobbing in a corner. That would be very easy to write. But grief takes on, it permeates us. It's not something that's very temporary. It's not something you get over. It sort of weaves itself into the fabric of our existence and who we are as we carry on. And sometimes it's there in the deep background, and sometimes it's lurking just right under the surface. And so it was always a challenge to figure out how much humor, when it was the right time to use humor, and how humor is a healing mechanism or coping mechanism at the very least, through the grief process. But it's been an interesting year, for all of us, as we've all felt very isolated, much as Patrick has isolated himself in the desert. We're meant to be social creatures, and it's hard to get through all this on your own. So it was interesting to pair him with these two kids who are also grieving, and watch them bring about a season of healing for all three of them.
We're talking with writer Stephen Rowley here on KAXE KBXE. His new book is called The Gunkle. Stephen, you mentioned comedy and humor, and The Gunkle has a lot of that.
One of the things I love about Patrick as a character is how witty he is. And one thing that had me chuckling was his interaction with his talent agent, who you've named Cassie Everest, which is a great name. And he keeps riffing off of her name by calling her things like Mary Matterhorn and Tammy Tetons. And that was, very cute and funny. Patrick is quick with words, and just when you think he might just go off on someone, he kind of reins it back in, just showing a lot of heart. And I guess my question is, sometimes wit can easily turn to arrogance or mean-spiritedness. How do you manage a witty character without them getting overly snarky?
Yeah, because at his heart, he loves these kids. And while he's wounded himself in a little ways, he's desperate to find his way back as well. It's always a challenge, I suppose, in a character. You can't have a character who's perfect and doesn't have any flaws. That's not interesting to read about. I do think there's a lot of room to explore interaction with children, particularly someone who's not versed in caring for children or dealing with children, treating them like small adults. And sometimes, as you say, a little attitude can come in, but there's so much love for these kids, right? Right under the surface. So hopefully if he does take a step too far over that line, he reins himself back in pretty quickly, as you say. It's funny writing humor as a novelist, because the lead time for a book is so long. So I could write a joke on the page and think, and be typing and chuckling away and thinking, oh, I can't wait for someone to read this. And then realizing it could be 3 years perhaps until someone laughs by the time this book makes its way to the shelf. So the fact that it's out tomorrow, I'm very excited to finally share this with readers and imagine people laughing at these jokes.
That's writer Stephen Rowley. His new novel is called The Gunkle. It's a good summer read. It's heartwarming and funny, and it's what we're reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.
Everybody has it. There's a little bit of fight left in me, yeah.